This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Jay,
and Daryl.
So there's some pretty big news coming out of New Hampshire today.
Woo-hoo.
It was this morning. You weren't there for it, Daryl, but you were in Concord this morning, right?
I was in Concord, and the committee that I was sitting in observing their executive session actually went into recess. So that the chair and a couple other members of the committee could go stand in the room where Governor Sununu was sitting to sign the constitutional carry bill into law.
So this is something that a lot of people have been wanting for quite a while here.
Yes.
In New Hampshire. I don't know how long the gun permit, as it had stood, was the way it was, meaning that they had this suitable persons requirement that excluded...
A long time.
Yeah, excluded me, it excluded Derek J., a couple of the hosts of this show, from being able to get a permit just because the police don't like the fact that we're critical of them, basically.
One of the women with the Women's Defense League was deemed not suitable because on her third attempt, or not third attempt, but the... time that she went for her third renewal. So
mm-hmm.
She had a license.
She had one.
Had it renewed twice. She was going to get it renewed the third time. She did not put telephone numbers down for her references. And so the police chief in her town deemed her not suitable.
Ridiculous.
And denied her permit.
Well, when you get a license, you actually... Well, what a license is really doing is when you're asking to... for a license, and you already have a right to do it, like you have a right to carry a gun, or you have a right to travel in an automobile, or whatever it is, a right to express your, you know, freedom, such as teach a riding lesson. Like in Massachusetts, they want you to have a license to teach horseback riding lessons, and I've done it my whole life without a license, and so did my father, and the state would come after it. But what a license does is literally, it's something that government... gives you permission to, originally was something that government gave you permission to do that the church wouldn't give you permission to, is how this all licensing started, you know, in England, you know, hundreds of years ago.
Well, the permit, they specifically call it a permit not
license,
a license. And the claim is somehow it's different because
you're still asking for
permit.
You're still asking for permission to exercise a right. And I agree with you fundamentally. So the whole idea of a license is wrong-headed, but unfortunately, the reality of the situation is there are a bunch of men with guns who will put you in a cage if you don't follow their rules.
But by asking them for permission first to do something you already have a right to do, what you are literally doing is converting your right into a privilege. It's actually been talked about in Supreme Court rulings with, you know, with this driver's license stuff several times. I can't remember any off the top of my head, but a license... that when you ask government permission to do something, I don't care if it's a permit or a license or whatever, or a warrant, it's called warrants in like mm-hmm. some counties out west, you are literally converting a right that you have into a privilege.
I don't think that it's, you know, the person that's saying, please, you know, don't throw me in jail for carrying a pistol without some piece of paper, that's the one that's deemed it to be a privilege or something. It's the legislators that sit in the halls of power that have said, you will go to jail if you don't, that converted something into a privilege.
Right. And in my case, what I've always said is, where is the evidence that your code applies to me? And this is what, you know, Mark Stevens gets into. And my dad did this when they tried bringing him to court for not having a license to teach riding lessons, and his thing was, well, how does your code apply to me? Because all this code is basically private municipal law. It's just, you know, these municipal corporations create this.
Well, it's applied at the barrel of a gun. I mean, we all know that. That's you know, what Mao Zedong, I believe, is famous for saying, right? Political power grows from the barrel of a gun. There's no legitimate process in that you haven't consented to being ruled to these people or by these people, but they'll just point guns at you and make you do whatever it is they want to do.
When you fill out any license application, it'll say in compliance with rules, laws, code, blah, blah, blah. Now, in Massachusetts, I believe it's MGL Chapter 93, Section, or Chapter 90, Section 3.5, A or B or C. And now, I went and looked at this thing about a year ago, and it said it was repealed. But what it says is, any person who applies for a license to operate a motor vehicle gives irrevocable power of attorney to the registrar of motor vehicles. And I was telling this to a guy about a year ago out in New York, and he's one of these guys that's been in the freedom movement for a while, and he goes, oh, that same language is in the New York gun registration or gun license, you know, law, saying that when you get a license to carry a gun or a license to own a gun or however it works in New York, that you actually give irrevocable power of attorney to the whoever the entity is that's in charge of the gun licensing, a Secretary of State or something.
And what is the point of that?
Well, so the one in Massachusetts, the point is, when you give irrevocable power of attorney, to me that means that you've given something away that you can't revoke.
Yeah.
So if I give Ian irrevocable power of attorney, he has power of attorney over my pretty much, you know, all my stuff, everything I do, maybe my, you know, bank accounts or, you know, property or things I own. Mm-hmm. And so it literally says this language in the Massachusetts MGL, I think it's Chapter 90, Section 3.5 or 3.5. And then, like I said, the last time I looked at it was repealed, but they're still acting like when they pull you over, they are definitely acting like they have power of attorney over your life. You know, the cops do, the judges do, and a lot of people that, you know, almost everybody has gone and had a driver's license. I mean, I had one years ago.
Sure.
You know, really before I understand the whole deal. My youngest brother, actually, two of my youngest brothers have never had driver's licenses, and they've had actually a lot more success in court just because of the fact that they've never been in the system at all. And, you know, I was kind of in the system at one time, and lately I've done this waiver thing. I'm going to try it out here in Palmer as soon as they... if they do even call me to court.
Now, what is the waiver that you're talking about?
The waiver thing I've mentioned a few times, and I don't talk about it too much on the radio because, you know, it's one of these things where I could give people just enough information to get themselves in trouble. But basically waiving the benefits to that, like, all capital letters, date of birth, name, that's, like, on any government document. As far as I'm concerned, that's not
this is the idea that is some sort of a straw man or a corporation that they're acting against and that you're saying you don't want any connection to it.
Yeah, basically, I don't call a straw man so basically, it's like an entity created by the state, you know, from the birth documents. And those birth documents I didn't create, you know, I was a day old when they made them things up. And
I didn't sign it.
My mother signed some box. But if I show a government agent a document that has a name and date of birth on it, it's written the same way it's written on a birth certificate, then clearly I'm saying, oh, yeah, this is me, which I don't do that. But when I did go get a driver's license application in New Hampshire, you know, because New Hampshire, you could get a driver's license without a Social Security number years ago. I don't know if you can anymore. But they, you know, I signed, you know, this document basically saying I was that entity. Now, I have years ago actually wrote the...
You revoked that.
Well, what I did is I wrote a letter to the New Hampshire Department of Transportation or whatever they're called, and maybe about 7 years ago now, and I explained to them that I was rescinding the signature on the document mm-hmm. that I filled out on or about this date, you know, whatever it was that created this license.
Did they write you back?
No, the only thing I got back was, you know, I sent it registered mail. It's just that little...
you got the confirmation.
Just a confirmation. And you'll never hear from it. I've never heard from any agency on any of this stuff.
I always find it, you know, a fascinating study when people are talking about these ideas because, you know, they sound like they could be legitimate, but ultimately there's very little evidence of success. You're one of the few people who've actually put it into practice and has had some level of success in that.
Some, not 100%.
You have been able to drive around without a government driver's license. as I understand it, pretty successfully. I mean, there have been a couple times when you've been arrested for it. So you have to be willing to, you know, to face potential consequences to take this particular road. I mean, it is it's what you're saying. You don't want to give somebody enough information to where they can get into trouble. But the fact is, no matter how much information you have about this stuff, you could very well get into some sort of legal...
Or even just get killed.
...hot water. There's always that possibility. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. We can talk more about the constitutional carry. It's big news here in New Hampshire and
have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Plus, MyPillow, you can get one at half off by using code FTL over at MyPillow.com, or two for the price of one. It's up to you how many MyPillows you order, but you don't have to worry because it's pretty much risk-free, and very, very low risk, in that you've got a 60-day window of time to decide whether or not you like MyPillow. And we think you're going to like it. I know I like mine. I've been using it since early 2016, and it is a great pillow. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. Plus, it is washable. You can put it in your washer and dryer. It's designed for that. Plus, guaranteed to last 10 years. So folks over at MyPillow really stand behind their product. You got that 60-day money-back guarantee. You just ship it back to them. They'll give you your purchase price back if you don't like it. And if you keep it, then it's good to go for at least 10 years. MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com with code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Let's talk a little bit more about the good news from New Hampshire with constitutional carry passing into law today. We'll get into that here, but first, Libertarian Banker is on the line in the United States somewhere. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, I wanted to call in and talk about the comprehensive annual financial report. I think I'm saying that right. This is the thing that Tom had called in about the other night. And basically what it is, well, Tom had made the claim that it was hidden money, you know, this report of money that they don't tell you about. And so when the government is claims that they're broke, they really have all this money. That was sort of his claim.
Yeah, and that's the way it looks to me. I've looked at one of these things, but I'm not an accountant.
Well, any accountant or anybody that knows anything about running a business or running your personal finances, for that matter, knows there are two basic financial statements. There's an income statement and there's a balance sheet. Mm-hmm. And when the government talks about their budget and they don't have money to make their budget this year, that's their income statement. That's like the money that you make. You know, do you make enough money to pay your bills? And then the money that's left over at the end of the month, what do they do with it? They, you know, keep it in cash. They put it in investments. They buy real estate. They fix their roads or whatever with this mm-hmm. money. And that is what's on the balance sheet. So right here, I'm looking at the city of Keene, their balance sheet here. And they have $31 million in cash and short-term investments and total assets of $74 million. Now, a lot of that cash is used to fund their operations. You know, they also have, you know, their receivables on here, their capital assets, you know, the buildings that they own. So this is not money that they're just stocking away. This is a balance sheet. This is money that any
Well, if they've got investments, that is by definition money they're socking away.
So you're looking at a balance sheet. Is this the annual report or the comprehensive annual financial report?
This is the comprehensive annual financial report. Now, the comprehensive annual financial report includes the balance sheet. It includes some comparative data that shows, like, previous years over current years. It includes the income statement. It includes their expenditures, a list of – it details a lot of that stuff. It's comprehensive, right? It's not just a basic balance sheet. But I think what a lot of people think is that there's this hidden money that cities have. I mean, this is just – this is their – and this is their – capital. This is their real estate. This is their money from their operations.
Well, I mean, but as far as you know, it's not hidden because you can download the document and you can look at it. But as far as the average person is concerned, it might as well be hidden because when the government talks about their budget, they don't talk about the assets that they have because those are outside of that income statement that you were talking about. So all they say is, oh, well, we need more taxes because we're not having enough money coming in to equal our spending, so we need to raise taxes. When the whole time they're sitting on all these assets that they could sell off if they really, you know, wanted to. So
I agree with you there, but let's break it down to a.
Does the average taxpayer know that the government that they're paying taxes to is taking their tax money and investing it? Do they know that?
I would say probably not.
No, probably
but to say
that's
that,
what I'm saying. It's
but,
hidden.
But to say that something that's in a public document that presumably can be downloaded off of the government body's website is somehow hidden.
But they act like they have no money.
Something on page 3 of the New
but
York
they
Times
act like they have
because it's not front page, top of the poll.
Yeah, you can do the research and find it. But the average person isn't going to do that. The average person is just going to listen to what the town manager or the city council council says, woe is me, we need more money, we got to raise taxes, when the whole time they're sitting on millions upon millions, and at the state level probably billions of dollars in investments that benefits the state, benefits the city, and the average person has no clue this exists. So it's not a secret, but it's also not out on Front Street because they don't talk about this stuff.
I've never heard them talk about it. Let's break it down to a personal level. This is like a person who has a job making $50,000 a year, so they get paid a certain amount every month. If they don't have enough that month to meet their current obligations, they might complain a little and go out and get a job, get a second job.
But the average person doesn't steal money from people through the threat of taxation. And these people do, and they're supposed to.
I know they violate that every day.
Banker, what you don't understand is that here in New Hampshire, they are supposed to return money to, they're supposed to credit people's taxes for money that is above and beyond what is necessary to run the government. That's not what they're doing. They're taking that money and they're investing it.
Yeah,
and that's not okay.
They're hiding it away in retirement funds, all kinds of things. So CAFR1.com, C-A-F-R, the number one, .com. It's Walter Buren, I think, is how you say it.
Yeah, we've actually had him on the show.
Okay. So years ago, when I used to listen to Raleigh James on the radio, years ago, I got into this CAFR 1 stuff. So we actually, in Palmer, went to get the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, and they're like, we don't know what you're talking about. And then
That's definitely hiding it.
Oh, absolutely. So one of the assistant accountant ladies actually met me out in a parking lot. She goes, hey, you need to ask for the audit report. They changed the name of the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report to Audit Report because people were asking
about it.
So this was like a Massachusetts like deal that they changed this. So anyways, but Walter Buren had a great example, and he had Jesse Ventura on. And when Jesse Ventura became the,
governor?
Not governor. He became a mayor of Minnesota.
He was a mayor in some little town before he got elected.
Right. So anyways, he was a mayor in this town, and they needed a new roof for the school, and it was going to be like, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of dollars to put a roof on the school, so they wanted to raise the mill levy on all the property taxes. And Jesse Ventura goes, well, we just hired some new accountants, and there's all this money in this such-and-such fund. I can't remember what it was called. But if you YouTube or Google Jesse Ventura on on CAFR or Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, you'll find it because they had him on. Either they had him on InfoWars or they had him on George Norrie or one of them years ago. It was on AM radio. I was listening to it. And Ventura explained it really, really good. And he got like threats and, we're going to find dirt on you. And, but basically they're going to raise the property tax to put a roof on the school. And Ventura's like, we got all this money. And then what Ventura did is they returned money to all the property owners, all the taxpayers.
We're coming up here in moments. If you've got more Banker, you can stand by because, maybe it's not hidden, but changing the name of the report so when people ask for the report and then they ask for the wrong name and the bureaucrats are like, I don't know what that is. We don't have that report. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, the fun? Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial in toll-free. The number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. Still to come, more on the good news out of New Hampshire today with constitutional carry, as it's called. That is the right to conceal a gun without asking permission has
been
restored.
Not just a gun, but a loaded gun.
That's a good point. I guess I would presume that most people would want to conceal a loaded gun, but yes, that is an important detail here. So that is legal now. As of the signing of this document this morning in New Hampshire, it is now, as I understand it, legal to carry a gun without asking permission concealed. You used to be able to open carry without asking permission in New Hampshire, but now New Hampshire is basically the same as Vermont,
Not the same as Vermont, because
no?
Vermont has never had a permit that someone could request.
Right, but you don't have to request the permit. If you want to have a permit, you can still get one in
correct.
New Hampshire, and then some states will give reciprocity to that permit, but
yes.
Not all of them.
Correct.
Because it's relatively easy to get the permit in New Hampshire, and now even easier now that they've removed the requirement that one be a suitable applicant. So now the only people prohibited from carrying concealed or carrying a gun in New Hampshire would be felons and anybody else who's specifically prohibited by law.
Correct. So anybody that's been convicted of domestic violence,
yeah.
Felonies, certain drug charges. So if you're a known drug user, then they will say you're not allowed.
Is that still a reason that they can deny? I thought they
that's
got rid of
that's a federal thing.
Oh,
so
okay.
Unless the feds are able to wind up changing that, then no, known drug users cannot legally carry in New Hampshire.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Libertarian Banker, still on the line, called in about the CAFR, the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. And, Banker, you're acting like this thing is nothing unusual, and for organizations, that's true. It's not unusual to have a list of assets that organization runs. But the difference, of course, between your typical corporation or household or individual and the government is the government has a monopoly on violence, and that they can fund their activities through the threat of violence, and that ultimately they're supposed to be open and accountable, and they're not exactly open in all aspects when it comes to the things that are on this comprehensive annual financial report. The average person, even though they could dig around and find this information, is not generally presented with it. They're not, they don't talk about it in any kind of, you know, budgetary discussion. It's always just, this is what the budget is, and now we need more money, so we're going to raise taxes, even though they could go and clear out some of the stocks or bonds or whatever other things it is that they've been buying up.
Or dig into some of their contingency funds.
Now, I understand.
Then they might have, you know, like 50 different contingency funds with $1 million in each of them.
Yeah, and I can understand having a contingency fund, but they've got a lot more than that. So, Banker, I wanted to give you a chance to respond. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, yeah. So, first, I just wanted to – Jay gave an example before the break there about a city in Massachusetts that changed their name of the report, he claimed, which, you know, that's whatever. It's neither here nor there. I mean, even the one in Keene, New Hampshire, they don't call it the Comprehensive Financial Report. They call it just the annual financial report.
Mm-hmm. But I was told the annual financial report is different. That's one thing that Walter Buren got in about – I remember listening to, because I first asked for the annual financial report, and they literally gave me like this, like 12-page document. And then I did some research on it. This wasn't the comprehensive one, so I went back for the comprehensive annual financial report, and that's when they told me they didn't know what I was talking about.
Well, the comprehensive more is just going to give you more itemization, more of a...
It's comprehensive. It has everything.
Type of thing.
Audit report was about 60 pages long for this little town of Palmer. The annual financial report that's sitting there on a desk that they just give out is a totally different, it's basically a segment of the actual comprehensive annual financial report.
Exactly, and that's just like, and that's my point, is this is the same that would be in any organization, any business. If you're going to a board meeting at a large company, you don't give the board member a 125-page document. You give them something simple to digest, one or two pages that they can make decisions based on. That's what I'm saying. This is not unusual, and I'm not debating that the government has the ability to steal money, and that's the problem I have with. But this is not just secret money.
It is not exactly promoted as something that exists. I mean, come on. You're a financial guy. So to you, this is like no big deal. This is every day. You look at these things all day in, day out. This is typical for an accountant. They would find this,
Do you want to know something that's a secret? That would be the non-inventory assets of the New Hampshire Liquor Commission, because they put out an annual report.
I'm sorry, guys. Hold on, Banker. What's that, Daryl?
The non-inventory assets of the New Hampshire Liquor Commission is a secret, because they put out an annual report where they claim to have like $16 million worth of non-inventory assets, meaning stuff that's not liquor that gets put on the shelves that people buy.
Or maybe not. It could be like a car, right? Like, couldn't that be?
Car, yeah. Right. So things that are not liquor on the shelves. So non-inventory assets. Inventory would be the stuff on the shelves.
Okay, right. Okay, gotcha.
So non-inventory assets. I filed a FOIA request.
Mm-hmm.
Asking for a list of their non-inventory assets, and was told we don't have a list of them. So that's a secret.
That is not unusual in a multi-billion-dollar operation. I mean, I'm sure there are a couple thousand bucks missing at Starbucks somewhere.
Right, but
this is the government.
Starbucks is not a government entity, and
I'm not debating the non-aggression principle.
My question is...
No, we're not talking... This has nothing to do with the non-aggression principle. This has to do with a government agency is supposed to be open and accountable, and they're not.
And they claim to have non-inventory assets of $16 million. Like, we've got $16 million worth of stuff, but we don't know what it is.
That's a significant amount.
Banker, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's go to Jaletta in New Hampshire. Jaletta, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I just wanted to make a real quick comment about the last caller that you had.
Sure.
Was talking about how if you can go on and find the documentation, then it's not really secret. And I used to work for several large companies, some of them being insurance companies and all that, and the government says that you cannot expect the average person to go on and read manuals. That's how places like Winnebago got in trouble for putting in their manual what
autopilot
was.
I remember that.
You know, that kind of thing. So a normal company would get in trouble with the government and pay fines and restitution if they just put their information out there in writing and didn't give it in clear documentation up front to the average consumer. And yet the government doesn't have to do that.
Nope,
so
they sure
to me,
don't.
That's kind of hypocritical going against their own rules.
And didn't Winnebago have to pay out a large settlement on that autopilot cruise control thing that they got involved?
Oh, yeah.
That happened? Yeah. Yeah, that was because Winnebago.
I'm not familiar with that case.
So on a Winnebago camper, the button for cruise control didn't say cruise control. It said autopilot. The guy hits the button, walks in the back of the camper,
oh,
make a coffee or something, or use the bathroom, and like wipes out.
He went to go take a nap with his wife.
Oh, so, yeah, okay, yeah, something like that. Yeah, I remember
wow.
that.
How many years ago was this?
And, of course, they got into an accident.
Decades?
Yeah, 15, 20 years ago or something.
Yeah, okay. Wow.
If it said cruise control, they would have been okay, but it said autopilot. Yeah, that's a good
sorry,
one.
I mean,
I shouldn't be laughing.
All over the place.
Wow.
I mean, maybe. Just with the insurance company that I worked for, you could not expect a member of an insurance company to read their member benefits.
Right.
And so if it was in the benefits, but it wasn't clearly stated to them, then they weren't liable for it.
Yeah, I bet you if you polled people, 1% or less would know what a comprehensive annual financial report was. If you excluded all the accountants, 1% of the average people or less probably have ever even heard of that concept, let alone have asked to look at it or you know, aware that it even exists. Jaletta, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. There's more coming up here, and you can share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. Plus, we'll dig a little further into constitutional carry coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up what you want here. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in studio, it's Ian.
Jay.
And Daryl.
So now, if you've been thinking about moving to New Hampshire as a liberty-minded person, you've got one more reason to do so. The Constitutional Carry Bill was signed into, I mean, you could say law today. I'm sure you would say statutes, Jay, but it was signed today. And that means that now the police in New Hampshire are no longer allowed to arrest anybody or ticket them for carrying a gun concealed. The average person. Now, if you're a felon, then that's still going to be a problem. But the average person is now, as I understand it, legally allowed to do that without a permit in
Correct.
New Hampshire.
Just like Vermont's been for years.
Correct. And other a few other states as well. I believe Arizona did it recently. Maine, I think,
Arizona
also
did it several years ago, yeah. Although there are still large swaths of Arizona where one is not legally allowed to carry a firearm.
Indian reservations?
No.
Federal properties.
Oh, okay. Right. I'm going to talk about that with the BLM. The feds own all this land everywhere. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's a huge problem, and obviously that's going to be a challenge when it comes to secession from the United States, which is also another topic we could talk about here tonight.
Well, luckily there's not a lot of federal land in New Hampshire.
That's true. There is some, though, as I understand.
There is some, you know, that
isn't there
naval
a military base?
Port.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not sure if the Air National Guard base in Concord is considered federal or if that's state. Because, you know, technically the National Guard is a state thing,
mm-hmm.
but it's one of those weird sort of, you know, like there's that weird state-federal thing with it.
An ugly marriage.
Well, technically the word state means District of Columbia, so, you know. Yeah, anything state is a federal thing.
So if you want to join us here, you can. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. There have been a lot of people working on the constitutional carry for a long time, and today was, you know, their big day after it being passed by both the State House, the Senate, as well, and then signed by the governor. It previously had passed both the Senate and the House, but had been vetoed by the previous governor, who was a Democrat. This last 2016 election, a Republican got in for the first time in a decade, and that meant that the winds had changed enough to make it so this thing was possible. Now, if we're really lucky, we'll also get some marijuana reform in this year, which would be a guns and weed year for New Hampshire. It could happen.
Yes, if only we could change that federal law that would, you know, then allow you to possess guns and weed simultaneously without committing a felony.
Right. Or we could just tell the feds to go to hell in New Hampshire.
That, I think, would be very nice. Unfortunately, we've got a little ways to go on that one, although I would like to talk about some secession. So, you know, there are some people out there who, you know, they might have been a little worried about the gun rights here in New Hampshire, even though New Hampshire was always one of the most gun freedom-oriented places. It could never make the claim that it was the most. It was like top five, or close to the top five, but now it's, you know, top three, maybe, you know, number one. I don't know. I don't know how you measure those things, but it's tied probably for number one with
tied
Vermont.
With, like, several other states.
So, good news for those of you who care about the freedom to defend yourself. You now no longer have to beg for permission to do so in New Hampshire. So, it is possible to change the system here. And I understand there are people who are completely against working inside the system. Johnny Ray, who's our Sunday night co-host here on Free Talk Live, is completely against doing anything inside the system. He's against voting or lobbying representatives. And I get it. I really do. That's why I didn't want to go and attend this, you know, signing or whatever, or take any pictures of it, because it's too worshipful of the state. It's like, oh, the man with his powerful pen, he's going to sign this document. Everyone's clapping. Yay, state, yay. And it's just way too, you know.
You know more about what happened at the event than I do. I don't know that everybody was clapping. I'm presuming. Wasn't there, and I didn't watch the video.
I haven't watched any video, but come on, this is what happens at these events. I mean, they're surrounded by people. I did see a photograph, and so, you know, it's always the head bureaucrat or the head politician, the governor of the state, surrounded by all the supporters of the bill as they cheer it on. So it is a very kind of state worshiping event, and I don't want to give more legitimacy to the state, while at the same time I do appreciate the fact that this was done, because if we don't, you know, we're not to the point yet, and we're not going to be, sadly, anytime soon, to where a certain percentage of the population completely just decides to ignore the state. Because if that happened, it'd be amazing. I mean, if enough people were to just drive around without a driver's license, no registration on the car, not pay property taxes, not pay corporate income tax, if they were to just ignore the state, then it would really neuter them in a lot of ways, because they don't have enough jail space for all
certainly
of this.
And I will say that the IT department for the New Hampshire government really needs to get on the ball, because the text of the legislation clearly says takes effect upon passage. They need to update the statutes. They need to update the forms, because if you go to the Department of State website or whatever it is right now where you can download the form for the application, still mentions suitable person.
Right.
Still says that it's a 4-year length of the permit, where
instead
now
of five,
it's five.
Instead of five, yeah.
So, yeah, they need to get on the ball updating forms,
well,
because
I mean,
otherwise it does not actually take effect upon passage. It takes effect whenever the hell they get around to updating the forms.
Well, it sounds like this new law makes this concealed carry permit pretty much not even necessary or null and void. I guess the only reason you would want it is for
reciprocity.
Yeah.
Right. That's the only
reason.
And
there are some people that say that they're getting one only because of the reciprocity.
Well, I know this old boy down in Massachusetts. He hangs out with us, and boy, he's so proud of his concealed carry pistol permit, and he's always...
It's probably hard as hell to get one in Massachusetts.
Well, any of the kids that turn 18, he tells them, he's like, you need to get concealed carry permit. I'll take you down there. I'll bring you to the course. I'll help you out. And I'm like, no, permits are bad. Don't ask the government for permission. We go back and forth. We have a good time.
So, I don't know if there's much else to say about this. It's good news. Congratulations to everybody who worked on it. Another feather in the cap of New Hampshire. Another reason why people who love liberty really ought to consider moving here. Because, you know, if the Democrats get back in control, they're going to try to undo this. And
I'm not so sure.
No? it's pretty common here in New Hampshire that when the power shifts in the state house, that they actually spend a bunch of time undoing what the previous government did.
True, but generally it's, you know, some of the minor stuff or things that target, you know, college students voting. It's not the major things.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll see. But if we shore up enough liberty-minded people in New Hampshire, then it gets harder and harder for them to undo pro-liberty changes.
Is there a lot of pro-gun or any pro-gun Democrats really in New Hampshire?
There are, yeah. In New Hampshire, you pretty much have to be pro-gun to some extent. Even the anti-gun people couch their anti-gun language in ways that makes them sound like they care about gun rights.
Okay.
So they'll usually say things like, well, I totally agree that you should have the right to carry a gun, but we really need to be concerned with these crazy people. So, like they'll always couch it in terms as though, oh, yeah, I've grown up with guns here in New Hampshire. I know about guns. I fired them as a kid. You know, so like even the Democrats here, a lot of them have guns or, you know people who have guns and grew up with guns. It's just the culture in New Hampshire. They're all over the place.
I love these gun control people. Like, oh, the crazy people. It's like, well, I know I could go to a place in Springfield, Massachusetts, and I'd literally know a door I could knock on
to get a gun.
And that guy would have me a gun in 15 minutes for about $150.
That's
a bunch
cheap.
Of ammunition, maybe a few $100. I don't know, but it's just so anybody can just get a gun. I actually built an incomplete gun in shop class in high school. My shop teacher had a fit just to prove a point to an English teacher that anybody could come up with a gun.
Right. And now that you've got 3D printing, it's easier than before. Even somebody without any real machining experience can build a gun.
I got to experience the other day a 3D printed 22 silencer.
Really?
That is like you.
That's cool.
It's very cool. I mean, you just heard a click.
Why don't they just call it? Oh, so you're saying that this thing actually silences, because my understanding
is that so-called
silencers are basically mufflers, to where they muffle the noise.
They reduce the decibels.
22s aren't loud anyways.
That's true.
Yeah. But I couldn't believe how quiet this thing was. Like a BB gun. Nothing. Yeah, literally.
That's pretty cool. And you just print it out of your 3D printer.
Put it on there, I don't know, about 30 shots. It was kind of useless.
Amazing.
But, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yep.
And then they've got the Ghost Gunner, or it's called the Ghost Gunner, to where you buy what they call the 80% lower.
Yeah.
And you put it in this little small CNC thing and just press start, and then it does all the stuff, and you don't need to know machining.
Incredible. Now, isn't he, like, enjoined from selling that product right now, the Ghost Gunner, or...
I don't know.
I forget what the latest was on that case. All right, there's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts. Our number, 855-450-FREE. We've got an update on the Philly soda tax coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families.
choose from three health-sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.